The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers. Activist Radio is on the air. You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. All
right! You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
The Bible says... In Romans chapter 1, verse 24, therefore God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts. And then in 26, it says, God, because of this, gave them over to their shameful lusts. And then in 28, Romans 1, verse 28, furthermore, just as I do not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind. And what we're going to be talking about today is a trend, if you will, a movement amongst those who support abortion, abortion advocates, those who support, who are for the shedding of innocent blood, a trend to normalize that practice of killing babies. The dismemberment, decapitation, and disemboweling of human beings is attempting to be normalized and destigmatized by those who support it. And one of the main reasons is that, in my opinion, is that the science of embryology is on our side. The science of biology is on our side. The philosophy is on our side. The theology is on our side. For those thinking people, the pro-life position is the only one that makes sense. And if given an opportunity in the public square to present that, we win every single time. But the problem is we live in a culture that's postmodern, post-Christian, post-constitutional, where morality, right and wrong, don't matter as much as they used to. And so those on the other side, rather than debate the ethics of abortion, the right and wrong of child killing, the morality of dismembering a preborn baby in the womb of his mother, rather than debating that, they've shifted because they understand they can't win on that. They can't win on that. So they've shifted it to an argument over trying to normalize the procedure by giving people an opportunity to tell their stories. And it's having some effect. And my guest here in studio today is Jamie Beer. She is the director of outreach here at Created Equal. And she's done a lot of research on this recently because we run into this on college and high school campuses where people just don't think abortion is as bad as we make it out to be. And so we want to listen to people's stories who've had abortions and so forth. So we want to talk about this attempt by the abortion advocate, the side of the pro-abortion lobby, to normalize abortion. Jamie, thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So where do we start here? You've done a lot of research. Just fill us in where this is coming from, the trend, what's happening, some of the stories and things that have happened over the last couple of years that show us that the abortion side, those who support the killing of preborn children, have shifted their rhetoric.
Well, Mark, one organization, a pro-abortion organization, Exhale, actually named 2014 as the year of the abortion story because so many women were coming forward with their abortion stories in the hopes of winning people over emotionally on an emotional level, helping them to see that because it happens so frequently, it's normal and therefore not wrong.
Right.
I think probably the most significant story that we all remember is the one of Emily Letts, which kind of kickstarted many other women to share their stories. And as we all know, Emily Letts said that she could not find a video of an abortion from the woman's perspective. So she went online and tried to find a video and couldn't. And so she decided to film her own abortion.
We talked about that here on the program, Emily Letts. I actually played some of the audio clip of that. Emily Letts was a woman who supposedly recorded or videoed her abortion. The fact of the matter is she didn't really, did she?
No. She, in fact, it's quite the opposite. We have videos of abortions that show exactly what an abortion looks like. But Emily said she couldn't find one from the woman's perspective. And so the video that we have of Emily is actually her filming her face during the abortion procedure.
Yeah, but the idea was, though, that, you know, this is normal. This is a part of a woman's reproductive life, so to speak. And why do we stigmatize it? So that's why she did this, right?
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people watched it, and I think it had the effect of making it look not so bad. Even though when I watched it, I was like, Jesus, still looks excruciating for the woman. So that started in 2014, and what's happened since then?
Since then, we've seen just a remarkable amount of women come forward with the abortion stories and a lot of publications sharing these stories. Some of the most significant were one woman live tweeted during her abortion. She did a medical abortion and live tweeted what was happening during the procedure. Another one was a woman who published an article in Salon entitled, "I'm having an abortion this weekend," in which she expressed her fears, concerns, her reasons for having an abortion. But it had not yet happened. It was days away when this article was published in Salon.
My guest is Jamie Beer with Created Equal. We're talking about the attempts to normalize and destigmatize abortion in our culture. Why are they doing this? Why is the other side doing this? I kind of mentioned my particular opinion on that. Why do you think this is happening now, this attempt by the other side to normalize this?
I think they realize that they need new marketing. The pro-choice rhetoric is getting old, and I think with new legislation being passed, with clinics closing, they are looking for new marketing, a new way. And instead of getting instead of using euphemisms, they're getting bolder and instead creating a new normalcy that we've never seen before.
And then there were the couple of movies, and of course they were flops in the theaters. But there were they're now producing movies to try to normalize this. I mean, what were those?
Obvious Child was the one that most people would recognize, but there was also a lesser-known movie called Grandma, in which a grandmother helps her granddaughter have an abortion.
I mean, who would go see a movie like that? I mean, geez. I mean, but this is, again, an attempt by the other side to try to normalize this procedure. And I think it's an indication, in my opinion, that they are losing on the merits of the case. So they're trying to get to, you know, people's emotions by telling these stories. There's nothing wrong with stories. We rely on them all the time. Anecdotal evidence, stories of people who have had abortions and regret it. Nothing wrong with that. But it's like putting lipstick on a pig. That's not my original line, but I mean, it's true. Abortion can't be made look pretty. Now, there is some precedent for this, and explain how the homosexual agenda has also done this recently and been successful.
Yeah, there are many studies that show that individuals who maybe were adverse to this idea of same-sex marriage, who were adverse to that, became more open to it or even totally agreed with it after meeting individuals who shared their stories as gay people, their journeys as a gay person, to coming out of the closet. Once they emotionally connected with that person, there were many studies that showed that people's opinions changed because they were emotionally invested.
And that was a concerted attempt by the homosexual agenda to do that, right? I mean, didn't they launch a campaign to make this an effort?
Absolutely, yeah. They launched a canvassing campaign in a neighborhood and watched and did measurements and watched as people.
So they went door to door. Changed.
Yep, they went door to door, shared
just
their stories.
Telling their stories.
Exactly, and it was shown to be hugely successful.
Well, obviously, we've seen a shift in Americans' position on homosexual marriage because of that effort. Do you think this is going to work? And then I want to talk about what we're going to be doing here in Washington, D.C. as a result.
actually think that it is working, but only on a small scale. What it's doing is creating a polarizing effect to where you get the really the moderates, the people in the middle of the fence who don't know what they think about abortion. They're seeing these people as the extremists that they are. And I think this is actually good news because the abortion itself is being revealed as an extreme procedure.
Right, and they've abandoned the moral argument. And they really never had one, but they're certainly abandoning it now. This all kind of came to a head about 3 weeks ago, and maybe you folks have seen this. It was written in the Washington Post about this new abortion spa. Now, just let that sink in a little bit. There's going to be an abortion spa. Now, can you imagine what that might look like? We're going to mix getting an abortion with going to a spa. And, you know, when I think of a spa, I think, you know, I got a whirlpool, you know, I get to relax, maybe have a nice cool drink, get, if you're a female, you get the manicure, you get the facial, whatever. All those things that we all kind of like, oh, you know, that sounds nice. But we're going to mix it with an abortion. This is happening in near Washington, D.C., in Chevy Chase, Maryland. There's a company that's called CaraFem. And they are of an abortion spa. And the idea is to stigmatize abortion by giving this opportunity for women to come in and to have these other things happen, like I said, but to also have an abortion. It seems unbelievable, but we have reached a point where I assume that this company is going to have clients. And they're trying to destigmatize child killing, and they are providing chemical abortions up to 10 weeks. And they boast of doing so in a comfortable and supportive environment. Now, it's amazing. The flippant and casual manner of CaraFem treating the killing of unborn children like you can go to a spa is sickening to me. Now, what we're going to do about this is what we do best, and that is to expose these kinds of people for who we are. And we stigmatize abortion like it doesn't even need to be by just showing it. It stigmatizes itself if you show the photos, if you show the victims, if the victims speak for themselves. And we're going to be doing that in Washington, D.C., in Chevy Chase, Maryland, near Washington, on the 23rd of May, and we're going to go outside of this place, this CaraFem, this abortion spa, and we're going to be holding signs of aborted babies under 10 weeks to stigmatize abortion, to drive business from this place, and to let people know that live in that community that there is an abortion center, no matter what they call it. They can call it an abortion spa, they can call it a workout facility, whatever they want to call it. It's an abortion mill. And we're going to expose this to the community, and we're going to flyer the neighborhoods to let them know that there's an abortion clinic in their area. And this will stigmatize the abortion business of CaraFem, and we hope that it will drive them out of business. We're not going to allow, folks, here's the bottom line. I will not allow abortion to be destigmatized in America. It will never become normal. It will never become natural for a woman, and we will make sure that never happens. We'll be right back. You're listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, Robin Trower here on the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist and voice of resistance. We're talking about the Killers Among Us Project. We're going to Washington, D.C., Chevy Chase, Maryland, May 23rd from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're going to stigmatize this abortion spa. We're going to make it, it's an abortion mill. They call it a spa because I guess they, you know, give manicures. You can have tea, maybe, you know, hot tub, whatever, whirlpool. I don't know. But they do abortions there. And we're going to make sure that people know that's what happens. So we'll be taking abortion victim photos, images, and signs outside of this Carafim Health Center. We'll be going door to door distributing postcards in Chevy Chase, Maryland. And they will include pictures of 8-week preborn children killed by abortion. Once again, we will stigmatize abortion. It stigmatizes itself if we just show it. We're not going to be part of the cover-up. We're not going to cave in. We are going to continue to fight on the morality issue of abortion. And so, folks, we need your help. We need your help. You can help us financially by going to our website at createdequal.net. Click on the donate page, and you can give electronically there to us. We are fully tax deductible, or a 501c3. Nonprofit educational foundation, so it's tax deductible. And you can help us. If you can't be out there doing what we do, then you send us a check. Go online, give us an electronic donation. We need your support. And also, folks, you all attend churches. Most of you do. Talk to your pastor. We need your help locally. We're at the abortion centers. We're at Founders Abortion Mill there on Broad Street. We're out in front of the State House. We go to the overpasses. We do it all. We need you to stand with us. Go to createdequal.net and send us an email. Say, yeah, I'd love to volunteer for you folks. And, you know, we also provide trainings in the church. We come in and teach your young people how to debate, how to defend this position in the public square. So we can provide some resources to your church if you're interested. Now, just to switch gears real fast, we are now launching a second project as far as the Killers Among Us, and that is, there's a doctor, and I say that advisedly because he's really not a doctor. Doctors help people. Doctors are about caring for people. Abortionists aren't doctors, but for the sake of the discussion, I'll call him a doctor. His name is Dr. Martin Haskell, and he's in Kettering, Ohio. Been killing babies for decades. He invented the so-called partial birth abortion method, sucking brains out of babies who are three-quarters of the way born, all but the head. This guy's a real friendly dude, you know? It's like somebody you'd want to invite to your cocktail party, I guess. I wouldn't, but anyway, he needs exposed. He needs to be run out of business and run out of town. It's long overdue. Well, we're going to do it, and here's how. Wright State's Physicians, which is affiliated with the Wright State University, is the weak link that keeps Dr. Martin Haskell in business. They have been able to provide him what they call a waiver or a variance to the transfer agreement for an ambulatory surgical facility. And all abortion mills have to have a transfer agreement to a hospital. That's required by state law. And Dr. Haskell has gotten around this by getting a waiver or a variance through this Wright State's Physicians Group. He basically just piggybacks on the back of their transfer agreement. It's a variance. And this Wright State's group is affiliated to Wright State University, of all places. So the physicians in this group teach at Wright State. So Wright State supports Martin Haskell's baby-killing business. He's a late-term abortionist supported by Wright State University. Well, we're going to expose that. We're going to show the community, Wright State University and the surrounding area, that there are enablers. These are the folks that are complicit. They're the ones helping out. They enable Dr. Martin Haskell to continue to kill children, in that community and have been doing for years. If we can get this Wright States Physician Group to pull its contract with Martin Haskell, its agreement, to allow him to use their transfer agreement, he's out of business. He's gone. Done. Over. And that's what we want. We can stop Martin Haskell from killing babies. He's already been run out of Cincinnati because he couldn't get a transfer agreement. And we want to run him out of Kettering. We want to put him out of business. This guy's one of the kingpins of the abortion industry across America. He's one of the top five baby killers. And we're going to get him out of business with your help. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the pictures of these abortionists and these enablers, these physicians who support him by providing him a safe haven, if you will, a transfer agreement to the local hospital. We're going to take their photos and we're going to put them on the side of a truck, billboard, and have over that billboard the words, Wright State University supports child killing, and give a phone number to the Wright State University president. And we'll have a picture of an abortion there so they can connect the two between the enablers, those who allow it, those who facilitate it, those who help it, those who supply whatever resources. That's the Wright State's physician group. That's these doctors, these physicians that are on staff at Wright State University as physicians, and they're part of this medical group. And we're going to expose them by letting the neighbors know, in the neighborhood know, that these men and women are the only thing that is keeping Dr. Martin Haskell in business in Kettering, Ohio. And then beyond that, beyond this truck, this billboard truck that'll be making its rounds in Dayton and Kettering and in Wright State University, if they do not repent, if they do not change their ways, and if they do not sever the agreement with Martin Haskell, we are going to go into the communities. This is all lawful First Amendment protected activity. We are going to go lawfully into the communities door by door, and we are going to deliver a postcard. And the postcard says, "Killers among us. Dr. So-and-so resides or is operating in your neighborhood. He is an enabler to Dr. Martin Haskell, late-term abortionist." And the idea here is that we are going to put pressure on these physicians to pull their agreement with Dr. Martin Haskell. It's the only way it can be done. This man is hanging by a thread. And it's an indictment to the pro-life community or the Christian community that he is not getting pressured and that these enablers are allowed to operate and run businesses without any pressure from those of us who claim the name of Jesus Christ. The fact that this guy even exists in a community like that is an indictment on us. As Francis Schaeffer once said, this clinic stays open with the permission of the church. And it is the permission of the church, tacitly, somewhat unwittingly, but nevertheless, by a sin of omission, we have let guys like Dr. Martin Haskell kill children for a generation. It's got to stop. The church has got to rise up. We've got to make our voices known. These abortion facilities are in neighborhoods just like the one you live in that's got churches and schools. But you know what they do inside there? When you drive by, you know where they are. You know where they are in our own community, right here in Columbus or any other city in the state. You know where they are. You drive by them, you see them. What do they say? Women's Med Center, or Complete Health Care for Women, or Founders Medical Center, or Planned Parenthood. You drive right by on the way to wherever you're going and don't even think about it, more than likely. But you know what's going on inside there? They're dismembering children. They're tearing their legs apart. They're pulling their bodies apart. They're dismembering them. They're decapitating them. And what do I hear mostly from the church? It's a collective. Just another day in Christendom.
Well, we're going to have to answer for this, folks, and you will have to answer for it, too, as an individual believer in Jesus Christ. What will you tell the Lord when you meet him on Judgment Day? That you were busy? That you had other things to do? That you were taking care of your family as children were dying? Sorry. Isn't going to get it done. Tune in next time. You've been listening to your radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America,
to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.